This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3816 for Monday, the 20th of March, 2023. Today's show is entitled Post-Apocalyptic Forest 5 Battery Pack. It is part of the series Hobby Electronics. It is the 10th show of Mechatroniac and is about 8 minutes long. It carries an explicit flag. The summary is tough battery design worthy of the post-apocalyptic robotics database.
Hey, what's up? It's Mechatroniac, Mechatronics Maniac here again on the Spyware Audacity. And today I'm going to put something into the public domain that's not at all abominable. It is pretty cool. Well, the MP3 player last time was pretty cool too, but it's also abominable. But hopefully you can access the images. They're going to help. Maybe not mandatory, but it will help to look at the images. So pick zero is the 4S5 battery schematic. You might have seen last time I did a video about the mobile computer battle station, and you may have recalled at that point that I had a 4S4 system, means 4 series, 4 parallel. So this time I'm going 4S5, which is one extra parallel. But I had this all sealed up, but I noticed that my voltage was dropping off as I was charging the computer. So I usually go from this BMS module to the boost converter that turns the 16.8 and below from the battery to 19 volts to charge my laptop. And a boost converter, it's just a board with some stuff on it, and it has a little pot that you can adjust for the output voltage, and that's it. So yeah, you definitely need a voltmeter if you're going to do boost converter stuff. But anyway, the Zen of post-apocalyptic robotics has smiled upon me. But anyway, I was like I said, I was noticing that the voltage was dropping, and then on the board you can measure between 4.2 volts, between 4.2 volts and 8.4 volts and all those test points. So I checked, and from 4.2 volts to 8.4 volts, it was much lower than the other ones. So I took those apart, and so I get to show you the inside, because I didn't have a camera when I was building this thing originally. So this is the really Zen of post-apocalyptic robotics here, because I had the 4S4 that I built the last time, and I had problems with it disconnecting at points. I had to like open it up and resolder it all the time. So I needed a solution for that. It's just wrapped in cardboard. So I needed something like stable, like metal or something as base plates, so that it would be rigid and not have flex to it and not wreck the solder points. And what I found is that DVD drive case, like for a computer or whatever, works perfectly. It's like the perfect size when you set up. If you look at pick one, you can see the dimensions of it. And it just so happens that a DVD drive case fits perfectly over this, like the two halves of it. There's one half of the DVD case that has more of a lip on it, and that's actually nice. On picture six, you can somewhat see the lip coming down. So pick one, I cut through the tape and cardboard, and you can see on pick two, you can see the ribbon strip of metal that's holding the batteries together. Pick three is another detail of the solder points between the two cells. And pick four is actually, I took that ribbon off. This is bank two between the 4.2 and 8.4 volt points. And one or more of these cells was bad. Actually, on pick four, it shows the new cells in there. Pick two, you can see they're different colors. So when I took the strip off the one side, and I could measure each voltage without having to remove the strip on the negative terminals. So I found two that were low and were actually depleting while I was measuring them. So, okay. So I've got some new ones in there. Hopefully they'll be better. Snug them in there. Pick 5 and pick 6. I've got the DVD case on there. Pick 7. Taped it right up real nice. And pick 8 shows the BMS board. So I use a solar power cell to, our solar power panel to charge this. And I built some more panels as well. But it works really well from the solar panel. And pick 9 is an outdoors picture of it in action. And so all this stuff is post-apocalyptic, sourced from dead electronics, except for the BMS. But at some point, should be able to do that as well. I recommend Watt Hour YouTube channel. He does a analysis on one of the 12 volt units, which is only 3 cells. This one has 4, which is better for my purposes because it's perfect for charging with the 18 or 20 volts that I get from my solar panel. I've also added a Molex connector, and that actually plugs into my battle station where I have the boost connector set up, which is actually the case for my laptop that it originally came in. It's getting a bit beat up now. It's only cardboard, but I covered it in tape. I won't go into that today. We'll just keep it on the BMS stuff. So last time, if you want to zoom in on pick 8, you might be... Yeah, you should be able to see. So the last time I did a major brain chart, because if you can see the input and output, if you look at my schematic, the input and output are the same terminals, plus and minus, which I found to be bizarre, because on the 1S chargers that I one of which I used on the previous podcast about the abominable post-apocalyptic MP3 player, it has separate input and output. So this was confusing for me. Well, it wasn't confusing. I just had a brain chart, did totally the wrong thing, and went from the battery 0 volts and the battery 16 volts directly from the battery for my output. And I didn't realize that the input and the output are the same. So you just plug that in. And before, I had to worry because I was going directly from the battery. There was nothing stopping it from over discharge. I had to worry about it draining the shit out of my battery, even though the boost converter stops around 8.4 volts. But that's already too low. You want it to be around 12 volts. Anything goes below 2.5 volts on your cells, it's bad for the cells. So that's really good to know. Now, once it goes below 2.5 volts on any cell bank, it will just automatically turn it off. So that makes it a lot better. All right, I think that's about it for now. Hopefully it's not too confusing. The schematic should make sense. All right, this has been Mechatronic for HPR.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.